今天是2013年的最后一天。
Today is the last day of 2013.
我记得2013年的1月1号我也站在这个讲台上。
I remember on January 1st, 2013, I was also on this pulpit.
所以我这个从年头讲到年尾。
So I've been speaking from the beginning of the year till the end.
这真是主何等大的恩典、
What a blessing it is from the Lord.
谢谢弟兄姊妹能给我这个机会。
I thank the brothers and sisters for the opportunity with you.
那我这次的负担呢，是和弟兄姊妹一同来交通路德记。
This time the Lord has given me the burden to fellowship with brothers and sisters from the book of Ruth.
我实在感觉这卷书非常的宝贵。
Indeed, I do see the preciousness of this book.
我深深感觉我自己的恩赐太有限。
I do feel how limited I am with my gifts.
所以似乎我很难完全把这卷书里面的那个真正的负担完全把它释放出来。
It seems as if I'm not able to fully discharge the burden that is within this book.
我这是祷告仰望真理的圣灵借着我们这些简单的话。
We do pray through our prayers that the Spirit of Truth, through these very simple words,
圣灵能让弟兄姊妹看见的更多
that the Holy Spirit will show brothers and sisters even all the more,
能看见的更清楚
that we would see even more clearly.
因为这卷书对于今天这个末后的世代来讲，实在是重要的提醒
Now for this book, in the last days of time, it is a very important reminder to us all.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹不是光听我有一点简单的解释而已。
So I do hope that brothers and sisters do not merely listen to the simple explanation that I have.
让我们好好的来思考这卷书。
But may we all come to consider this book well.
但愿主今天带领我们处在这个像四世纪黑暗混乱饥荒的时代里面。
May the Lord lead us as we're living in the days, as in the day of Judges, where there's chaos, darkness, and famine.
借着这卷书让我们能知道如何活在神的跟前。
So that through this book, we ought to know how we ought to live in the presence of God.
我们能够走出那个悲惨的光景。
So that we may go out of this sad, tragic condition.
走在神荣耀旨意的路上。
And that we may be on this eternal purpose of God.
我们不要追逐那些外面的热闹。
Let us not chase after the outward excitement.
我们要跟随里面的生命走。
But we must follow the guidance of life within.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们已经讲过
we have mentioned,
这一卷书这个小小的故事
this book, this story here,
里面几个很平凡的人
we see very ordinary people,
但是呢神却借着他们能够把他的心意表明出来
yet through them God is able to manifest his desire
所以这对我们是来讲是何等的鼓舞
so this is an encouragement to us all
因为我们都是平凡人
for we are all ordinary people
感谢神
We thank God.
神能够用拿俄米。
God is able to use Naomi.
神能用路德。
And able to use Ruth.
神能用波阿斯。
And able to use Boaz.
神照样能用你我。
Likewise, God is able to use both you and I.
所以求主使我们从这卷书里面得智慧。
So may the Lord give us wisdom through this book.
因为这是主在旧约圣经里面可以说是给我们一个非常清楚明亮的一个指引。
In this book of the Old Testament, God gives us a very clear, illuminated will of His.
那么今天晚上，今天早晨我们来到了第四章。
This morning we reached chapter 4.
我想我们从头到尾把它读一遍啊。
I think we shall read the entire chapter.
因为很难选择。
It's very difficult for me to pick out the verses.
所以我读一段我们的弟兄翻也读一段英文这样。
So I'll read one verse and our brother translating will read the other.
我们看第四章先从第一节读起。
We'll begin with Ruth chapter 4 verse 1.
波阿斯到了城门坐在那里恰巧波阿斯所说的那致敬的亲属经过。波阿斯说某人啊你来坐在这里他就来坐下。波阿斯又从本城的长老中拣选了十人对他们说请你们坐在这里他们就都坐下
And he said unto the kinsman Naomi that is come again out of the country of Moab selleth a parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech
第三节 波阿斯对那致敬的亲属说，从莫亚地回来的拿阿米现在要卖我们族兄以利米勒的那块地，我想当赎那块地的是你，其次是我以外再没有别人了，你可以在这里的人面前和我本国的长老面前说明，你若肯赎就赎，若不肯赎就告诉我。那人回答说，我肯赎。
Verse 5, then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the land, hand of Naomi, thou must also buy it of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance.
Okay, 我的弟兄轮着读了哈，那我就到第六节是吧。那人说，这样我就不能赎了，恐怕我的产业与你有碍，你可以赎我所当赎的，我不能赎了。
Verse 7, now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoes and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel.
那人对波阿斯说，你自己买吧，于是将鞋脱了下来。
Verse 9, and Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that of Elimelech and all that of Chileans and Mahlons of the hand of Naomi.
第十节，又娶了马伦的妻摩亚女子路德为妻，好在死人的产业上存留他的名，免得他的名在本族本乡灭没，你们今日可以做见证。
Verse 11, and all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel, and thou worthily do in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem.
12节，愿耶和华从这少年女子赐你后裔，使你的家像他玛从犹大所生的法勒斯的家一般。
Verse 13, so Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and when he in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son.
妇人们对拿俄米说，耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无致敬的亲属，愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。
Verse 15, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age, for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons have borne him.
Naomi 就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。
And the woman, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David.
法勒斯的后代记在下面，法勒斯生希斯伦。
And Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Minadab.
Yaminada 生拿顺，拿顺生撒门。
And Salmon begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed.
俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。我们回头看，第三章的第十二。
Let's go back and look at chapter 3, verse 12.
第十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
或者十一节读起好了。
We'll begin with verse 11.
女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。我实在是你一个至敬的亲属，只是还有一人比我更近。
And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman, and now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I.
我们再请看这个罗马书第七章。
Let us also turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
第四节
Verse 4
我的弟兄们这样说来你们借着基督的身体在律法上也是死了叫你们归于别人就是归于那从死里复活的叫我们结果子给神
Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God.
我们最后看哥罗西书。
And lastly, the book of Colossians.
第二章十三十四节。
Chapter 2, verses 13 and 14.
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses,blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross.
我们已经多次讲过，在路德记这段小小的历史的故事背后。
We have mentioned many a times in this small story of Ruth and behind the story.
有神那个荣耀不改变的旨意在支配所有一切的情况。
There is the glorious, unchanging will of God that directs all these events.
我们从圣经里面可以看见一个历史的法则。
And we can see this principle throughout history in the Bible.
当神在一个世代中他能得着一般人的时候。
That is, in a generation when God is able to gain for himself a group of people.
他就借着这般人把他荣耀的旨意彰显出来。
Through this group of people, God will manifest and make his glorious will known.
那个就是见证。
And that is testimony.
如果在那个世代中主得不着这样一般人。
Now, if throughout the generation, God is not able to gain such a group of people.
神的旨意仍旧往前。
Yet, the testimony, the will of God moves forward.
但是对于在地上神的百姓来讲，那是非常大的亏损。
Yet, as to the people of God on earth, that is a grave loss.
所以今天不在乎我们外面有多少的功用，有多大的一个才干和恩赐。
Therefore, it does not depend externally on us how great our function is and how gifted and capable we are.
神借着路德记特别启示我们，我们行走在神旨意的那条线上，这是最重要的。
Therefore, through the book of Ruth, what is most important to us, God shows us, is for us to walk in the line of His will.
我们讲过在旧约预表的时代，
and we have mentioned in the Old Testament when it is a type.
神荣耀的旨意的那条线是从亚伯拉罕一直到大卫。
The eternal will of the purpose of God, this line is from Abraham to David.
凡是能够和这条线发生关系，走在这条线上的，都是有福的。
Anyone who has to do with this line, this way, they are blessed.
弟兄姊妹，我们要很清楚看见士师记只不过是神一个权宜的做法。
Now, brothers and sisters, we realize that the book of Ruth is only an expedient way for God to work.
虽然神的百姓背离神，他们不听神的话。
Even though the children of God, they rebel against God and they do not obey the word of God.
我们知道神爱他们没有改变。
Yet we know the love of God toward them does not change.
所以神也兴起士师们帮助他们。
Therefore, God raised up the judges to deliver them.
所以这些士师们呢，他们尽他们的功用，也给神的百姓在局部的环境里面带来一些的太平。
Therefore, the judges do manifest their function in a partial deliverance that they have delivered the people out to peace and rest.
你读士师记就很清楚。
When we read the book of Judges, we can see.
有的士师起来之后呢，就带给神百姓二十年的平安。
There are certain judges who were raised and they gave peace to the people for 20 years.
有人带来40年的平安。
And some gave them peace for 40 years.
甚至有人带来八十年的平安。
And others would give 80 years of peace.
但请我们注意。
But let us remember.
无论怎样，这是有时间。
Regardless of the deliverance, there is only a limit in time.
我们的神不是要得着时间中的东西。
And our Lord does not desire for anything temporal in time.
神所要得着是永远。
What God desires is eternal.
所以我们读教会历史的时候也发现。
When we read church history, we'll discover.
神的百姓处在一个荒凉的时代里面。
When the people of God is in desolation.
神兴起一个一个有恩赐的弟兄姊妹们起来。
God has risen up for himself brothers and sisters who are gifted.
也给神的百姓们带来了一些的复兴。
Likewise, they will bring revival to the people of God.
但是很快这些人一走了之后呢。
But very quickly when these people are gone.
就像士师记一样。
It is just like Judges.
神的百姓的光景又重新落在黑暗的光景里面。
The condition of the people again fall into darkness.
所以士师记很像教会 就教会历史很像士师记。
Therefore, church history is very like the book of Judges.
啊，当然弟兄姊妹们
，Of course, brothers and sisters.
这些士师们都是敬虔爱主的人。
Now, these judges are those who are very devout and love the Lord.
当然，在士师记里面，你读到有些士师们的行为也不大好。
But we also read that there are many actions of the judges that are not good.
有的是非常敬虔爱主的。
And there are many who are pious and fear the Lord.
非常有能力。
And we can see with strength.
他们有才干。
And they are talented.
他们能够带领神的百姓起来征战。
And they're able to lead the people of God into battle.
他们也克服仇敌的一些作为。
And they're able to conquer the works of the enemy.
也给神的百姓们带来了一些局部的一些平安。
And bring forth partial deliverance to the people of God.
所以你看教会历史上也是这样。
Likewise, we see in church history.
神兴起一个个的执事。
The Lord raised up many, many ministries, many who were gifted.
他们也带进了一段一段时间的这种的平安。
And likewise, they bring throughout time deliverance and rest.
那么弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
我们知道神的心意并不在这里。
We know that the heart of God is not upon these.
其实我们常常说的
And many times we say,
两三百年前的在欧洲所兴起的弟兄运动
The brethren movement that was raised up two, three centuries ago in Europe.
但是我们都清楚
But we know,
弟兄运动也只不过带进局部的一个复兴。
Even the brethren movement only brings forth a partial revival.
并没有带起全面的复兴。
It does not bring on a full revival.
所以这也是神在时间中的所做的一切的工作。
That is also some work that God has done in time.
当然弟兄们为主做了美好的见证。
Of course, our brethren have bore a good testimony.
他们带进了很多的祝福。
And they brought in much blessing.
但是等到这些有恩赐的人过去的时候。
But after these who are gifted have passed on.
我们看见整个弟兄运动重新一次落在一些的捆绑和黑暗的里面。
And we see once again the brethren movement and fall into bondage and darkness.
主在印度的工作，在中国的工作，都是这样一种的情形。
It is the same situation of the work of God in India and in China.
是的，主兴起这些人来，是为了保护他的百姓。
Yes, the Lord has raised such individuals in order to protect His people.
因为神爱他的百姓。
Because God loves His people.
神因为他拣选这些百姓是为他荣耀的旨意。
For God has chosen such people to be a glorious manifestation of His will.
但是他的旨意在他的百姓。心中没有办法很通。
Yet His will, God's will, cannot fully be executed amongst His people.
所以神只不过兴起一些人来保护他们一下。
Therefore, God will raise up certain individuals to protect them.
所以我们要知道。
So we must know.
神的心意是在他的儿子的身上。
That the heart of God is upon His own Son.
而有关他儿子的事情都是永远的。
And everything that has to do with God's own Son is eternal.
所以路德记。告诉我们
Therefore, the book of Ruth shows us,
在这里有一般的人
Here, there's a group of people,
他们走在了神永远不改变的那条旨意的线上
And these people have gone in the way in the line of that eternal will of God that never changes
所以因此呢他们的价值呢甚至是超过士师们的
Therefore, their value far exceeds those of the judges
因为他们最后引进大卫
For they are the ones who lead in, usher in David.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是整个士师记最大的意义。
Brothers and sisters, this is the greatest purpose of the period of the judges.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
今天呢，我们知道在教会中呢，能有一些恩赐保护神的百姓也是宝贵的。
Today we see indeed it is precious when there are gifts that are given to protect the church.
也许主让我们不能做什么大事是做个小事实啊
Now, perhaps the Lord does not let us do anything great we're a small judge
但是这些士师们也要走在路德记的原则里面
Nevertheless these judges must walk in the same principle as shown to us in the book of Ruth
否则的话这些恩赐的价值非常的小
Otherwise the value of these gifts are extremely small
所以我们就看见有一些人有恩赐但是呢他们又走在路德记的原则里面
We can see individuals who are gifted, but they must walk according to the principle in Ruth.
哇，这个是何等的宝贵
And how precious these are.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
不管我们的功用大或小
Now, whether our function be great or small.
那么就像在士师记里面一样
As in the book of Judges.
有的士师呢，很能做大事，有的呢，事情做得不大。
There are some who are great and some who have not done so well.
你们记得有一个士师名字叫三家。
Now, you remember there was a judge whose name was Sanja.
也许你是对的。那么他呢是个赶牛的人。
Now, he was a herdsman.
他实在是一个很也是一个很平凡的人。
He was very ordinary.
但是有点神的灵神的能力临到他的时候啊
but when the spirit of God came upon him
哇他拿个赶牛的棍子打死了六百个 非利士人呐、
啊。He used the plow of the herd to kill 600 Philistines.
他也解救了百姓的一段的光景。
He was able to deliver the condition of the people at that time.
当然，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这些恩赐有他的功用和他宝贵的地方。
Of course, brothers and sisters, we know the preciousness of such functions, and they have their use.
就好像今天，也许你是根本你平常觉得你自己很平常。
Perhaps sometimes we feel today I'm very ordinary.
结果主有天请你站起来传福音啊。
And may the Lord use us to share the gospel one day.
哇，结果你一传福音，600人得救了。
And when we do so, 600 are saved.
哈。就好像三家拿个棍子就能打死600人一样。
Just as when the judge used his herd the stick to move the herd to kill the 600 Philistines.
这个不是不好的。
Now it's not that this is bad.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们更多的要注意怎样活在生命的里面。
But brothers and sisters, more so, we need to take note of how do we live under the guidance of life.
所以我们讲了四世纪代表这个恩赐的原则。
Therefore, we can see that the book of Judges represents the gifts.
路德记是注重生活。
And Ruth represents for us focus the life.
路德记所注重是生命。
And what Ruth focuses on is the living.
我们感谢主啊，这两天这个 Dana 跟广纯他们的信息也都在这个方向。
And I thank the Lord, our brothers Dana and Ted, they are sharing their message along these lines.
所以他们都活在路德记里面。
So they are living in the principle of Ruth.
神的恩典。
It's the Lord's grace.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
我们要知道路德记才是今天神在地上给我们一个最重要的一个指引。
We know the guidance from the book of Ruth is a very important guidance for us.
所以我们今天要非常注意路德记里面神所对我们说的话。
So we must take care and take note of the words that the Lord is speaking to us from the book of Ruth.
今天所有愿意走恢复道路的人都应该注重路德记。
Today, all those who desire to go on this way of recovery ought to pay attention to the book of Ruth.
让那些弟兄许多弟兄姊妹他们去追随这些恩赐。
And let the brothers and sisters as they will to chase after the gifts.
我们求主怜悯我们，让我们能够看见路德记中
But may the Lord have mercy upon us that we would take note of the very important principle He shows us from the book of Ruth.
我们能够活在这些原则的里面。
So that we may live under these principles.
那么，你可能能像拿俄米、像路德、像波阿斯一样。
So that we may be like Naomi and Ruth and Boaz.
不仅引进神荣耀的旨意。
Not only will we bring in, usher in the eternal glorious purpose of God, so that we may receive blessing from the hand of God.
我们开头也讲到,
and at the beginning we've mentioned,
他们这些人在他们一生的年日里面都没有看见那个荣耀,
that these people, even during their lifetime, have not seen that glory.
因为大卫出来的时候他们恐怕都已经过世
了。For when David was born, perhaps these individuals have passed on.
他们也从来不知道他们对神的工作带来多么深远的影响。
And these people did not in fact know the great impact they had on the work of God.
我们真是要感谢主。
We have to thank the Lord.
在教会历史上
，in church history,
有很多神的儿女们。
There are so many of the children of God.
他们就是这样忠心跟随主。
They follow the Lord so faithfully.
他们一生都不知道他们对后世的教会的影响有多么大。
Yet they do not realize the great impact influence they would have in the church to come.
我前两年到中国。
A few years ago, I was in China.
有弟兄姊妹带我去看这个 Miss Barber 何寿恩教师埋葬的地方。
The brethren have took me to visit the gravesite of Sister's Barber.
我的心里非常受感动。
And I was greatly moved.
我们的姊妹一生为主把她自己牺牲。
Our sister gave of her life for the Lord.
她真是一个充满智慧的人。
And she was one filled with wisdom.
她有很宝贵的十字架的经历。
And she had very precious experiences of the cross.
她也有很丰富的圣经的知识。
And she also had very full knowledge of the Bible.
但是她是一个跟随神引导非常紧的一个人。
She was one who closely followed the guidance of the Lord.
她的一生就在这个白崖潭，那个湖尾白崖潭那个小小的地方。
And she was serving in a very small area on the island.
她心中 只有一个负担。
And in her heart, there's only this burden.
愿主在中国能够借着她能够带进一些年轻人。
That through her, the Lord will raise up the young people in China.
她除了这个负担之外，她没有别的。
No, there's no other burden upon her.
她自己跟随主非常的紧。
And as for her, she closely followed the Lord.
她要求这些年轻人是非常的紧。
And it was a very strict requirement she had upon these young people.
所以很多人受不了都跑掉了。
And so many could not bear with it and went away.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然最后她只得着六个人。
Even though she was only to gain six.
那么其中有一位就是我们知道的尼托森弟兄。
Of course, one of the six we are familiar with is Brother Watchman Nee.
我们知道。他所带进的这个人对于中国教会所产生的影响是多么的大。
And we realize this individual that she led has such a great impact on the church history in China.
我们读他传记时候晓得。
And when we read the biography, we realize.
他那个时候尼弟兄知道他是一个很有恩赐的人。
Now Brother Nee knew that she was one greatly gifted.
他说你应该到各处去开特会。
And Brother Nee said, you should go all over and have a special meeting.
你应该到各处去供应人。
And you go prepare
and give to all. 你为什么不出去呢？
To all. Why do you not go forth?
你就求到一个地步，甚至流泪求他。
And that even Brother Nee would weepingly plead with her.
但是我们的姊妹是一个紧紧跟随圣灵的人。
Yet our sisters, one who closely follow the Lord.
我们知道她的一生受这个宾路易师母的影响很大。
And we know that she was greatly influenced by Pen Louis.
宾路易师母也是一个紧紧跟随圣灵。
And Sister Pen Louis was also one who closely followed the Lord.
她有一句非常有名的话。
And she had these very famous words.
她说：“你跟随圣灵要跟随到冷血的地步。You follow the Holy Spirit with the cold blood.
You have to follow the Holy Spirit in cold blood.
弟兄姊妹们。”什么叫做冷血啊
？Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to follow the Holy Spirit cold-blooded?
圣灵任何一点点的要求，你是不顾代价的跟随。
That regardless of the smallest requirement of the Holy Spirit, we will follow nevertheless.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这些人能够在地上，在主的教会中产生这么深远的影响。
Now these individuals have such a lasting impact upon the church on earth.
他们是有他们的原因的。
That is, there is a reason behind all this.
所以那天我去。看他埋葬的地方。
So that day when I visited her gravesite.
因为呢，他的坟墓本来是葬在那个这些missionary 的公墓里面。
Her grave was actually amongst the missionaries there.
那么红卫兵的时候呢，他们把它整个的拆毁。
But during the Liberation Army movement, they destroyed all of that site.
后来他一个亲戚从英国来。
Later on, she had a relative visit from England.
就把他的那个。骨灰呢？骨头捡起来，放这个小小的棺材里。
And they picked up the fragments of her remains and put it in a small coffin.
就埋在一个呢，一个好像菜园子中间。
Had buried it amongst seemingly a vegetable garden.
那些带我去的弟兄啊，他很激动。
And the brother who led me there was very emotional.
他就。到了，他就跑到那边去，他就站着。他孙弟兄，他就在这里，他就在这里。
And the brother ran to her gravesite and stood and said, "This is where she is buried."
哎呀，看周遭的环境，我的心里面实在是非常受感动。
And when I saw that scene, I was greatly moved.
我们的姊妹一生为着主，到最后就这么个小小的棺材埋在那里。
Our sister toiled all her life for the Lord. At the end, she was buried in a small coffin there.
本来在中国有很多弟兄姊妹说，我们要不要把他的这个棺木把它挖起来，做一个好的坟墓
？And some brothers said that perhaps we should remove the grave and make a better grave site for her.
那后来我们许多年长的弟兄们就说了
，And many elder brothers said,
让我们的姊妹留在那个地方吧。
Let our sister remain there.
因为他的一生就是这样。
And that is just a picture of her life.
他不需要个什么好的坟墓。
She does not need any grand grave.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们真是感谢我们。
We thank our Lord.
我们中国后期的教会。
The church in China.
能够带进这么大的一个复兴。
Is able to have such a great revival.
我们的姊妹的牺牲是最大的一个原因。
It is a great reason for that because of our sister's sacrifice.
所以在外面看起来， 是尼弟兄和他的同工们做的。
Brothers and sisters, externally it seems as it is the work of Brother Ni and his co-workers.
但是背后呢，是我们的姊妹。
But behind this is our sister.
我们都知道是他把欧洲弟兄运动的那一个好的东西带到中国来的。
We know she is the one who brought all the goodness of the Brethren movement to China.
若不是她把弟兄运动的东西介绍给尼弟兄，
if she did not introduce the Brethren movement to Brother Ni,
我们就没有后期所有中国教会这个复兴的这个光景。
We would not have the condition of the revival of the church in China.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们的姊妹，
our sister,
她真是走在路德记的这个情况。
She truly walks in the condition shown to us in the book of Ruth.
她把自己很简单的放在主的手中。
Very simply, she placed herself in the hand of God.
她愿意学习与主同死。
She was willing to learn to die with the Lord.
所以她就给主有很大的机会可以做主所要做的。
So the Lord had the opportunity to greatly work upon his work.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
路德记所启示出来的一些的属灵的原则，
many of the spiritual principles we see in the book of Ruth,
是我们今天要走恢复道路的弟兄姊妹所应当注重。
It is something that we ought to pay attention to when we want to follow the will of the Lord.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲到，
and we have mentioned with brothers and sisters,
路德记里面有几个重要的提醒。
There are several important reminders for us in the book of Ruth.
第一个，今天在这样的生活中，我们要追求灵里面的饱足。
The first one is in our daily living today, we must pursue to be satisfied in our
spirit. 是的，外面的环境看起来是饥荒的。
Yes, externally the situation seems desolate.
但是我们可以来到主的跟前得饱足的。
But we can come before the presence of the Lord to be filled and satisfied.
我们可以跟随圣灵的带领，让我们灵里面的光景是刚强的。
And as we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our strength, we will be strengthened in our spirit.
我们要准确地顺从主的话和圣灵的引导。
We must accurately follow the word of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
就好像路德来到了波阿斯和波阿斯的田里面一样。
Just as Ruth came to Boaz and the field of Boaz.
今天我们不仅要爱主。
Today, not only do we love the Lord,
我们也知道主的旨意在哪里。
And we ought to know where the will of God is.
到底今天神最重要的工作在地上是什么？
In fact, what is the most important work of God on earth today?
我们需要接受准确的引导。
We must receive the direct guidance.
我们不能被其他的事物引诱，偏离了神的作为。
We cannot be tempted by other things and depart, go astray from the will of God.
我们也讲到，我们需要让主在我们身上有路可行。
We share that we must have the way for which to work, for God to work upon us.
让他在我们身上来完成他自己的工。
So that he can complete his own work upon us.
那么我们就必须要经历与他同死的经历。
Then we must experience this experience to die with him.
我们如果不向自己死，
if we are not dead to ourselves,
神就很难做工。
It will be very difficult for God to work.
那么这个经历是每一个基督徒应该有的。
And this is an experience each Christian ought to have.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们只需要向自己死。
So brothers and sisters, as long as we die to ourselves,
主就能自然做他自己的工。
Very naturally, the Lord can do his work.
我在过去一些服侍的年日里面，
and the days past of my service,
我实在感觉这些话不是道理。
In fact, I see that these words are not merely doctrine,
是真实的经历。
But they are true experiences.
我常常有时候回想，像我这样的一个人。
Many times I reflect someone such as I.
啊，也不是很聪明。
Not very wise.
那么也没有什么恩赐。
I don't have much gifts.
啊，我也没有像人家那么强烈的心愿，那么样的奉献，那样的追求。
I don't have such a great desire like others to pursue and give themselves to the Lord.
我只觉得主爱我，我愿意跟随他，我就把自己交在主手。
I only feel that the Lord loves me. I'm willing to give myself to him and let him work.
哇，我看见这前面的弟兄们，他们个个都是熟读圣经啊，那么生命经历丰富。
And I see all the brethren before me, how they know the scriptures and how rich their life is.
他们有相当的才干，能治理教会。
And they have so much talent and gift to govern the church.
所以当年我想，我只要跟他们后面跑就行了。
And I just thought to myself, as I follow along with them, that's
fine. 他们在前面冲，我在后面摇旗呐喊就好了。
And then they would charge in battle ahead, and I'll just hold a banner behind them and follow.
那么也许这样我一生呢，就差不多了。
And that's about it for my life.
但是我没有想到有一天主把我从这弟兄们中间拉
挖开了。
Oh, but I cannot imagine one day the Lord will draw me out of these brethren.
把我摆在一个单独的环境里。
And place me in a situation where I'm alone.
叫我必须自己来面对一切的情况。
So that I must face these by myself.
我里面是何等的战惊啊。
How fearful I am.
我觉得我什么都没有。
I feel I have nothing.
我靠什么东西服侍主？
What do I have to serve the Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
Thank God.
主让我学一点点简单的功课。
The Lord allowed for me to learn simple lessons.
向自己死。
To die to myself.
向自己死。
Die to the self.
我要竭力追求那个进入安息的生活。
That I must strive diligently to enter into that life of rest.
我记得我第一次到加拿大去的时候。
Recently, on my trip to Canada,
我里面呢牢牢地守住一句话。
Very closely, I held on to these words.
就是虽工作亦安息。
I'm sorry.
虽然工作，
Even though the work.
但是里面有安息。
But yet there is rest within.
这是诗歌中的一句话。
And these are the words in a hymn.
这句话紧紧地抓住我。
And these words held on to me.
我说主啊，我到那里去。我不要像别人一样，我也不能像别人一样，人家做什么 missionary 满大街跑啊，这个撒单张啊，那个这个到处传福音啊，我说我做不来的。
I say to the Lord, I cannot do as others do, that they are missionaries and they preach out the gospel and they give out gospel tracts and they do much work.
我一碰见难处。
When I have a hardship,
我就躲回到我的房间，在主面前祷告。
And all I can do is go back to my room and hide myself and pray.
我承认我的无能。
I know that I'm incapable. I cannot do anything.
啊，所以那个时候我要保持我里面的安息。
So I must keep the rest that is within me.
啊，结果我们有一个姊妹跟着我，有些姊妹跟着我们一起去的。
There are some sisters who went along with me.
啊，他们就打报告给远方的弟兄们。
And they sent a report to brethren away.
啊，弟兄们听了很生气。
And the brethren heard this and they were not happy.
他说这个孙弟兄啊没出息。
And this brother son, he's not very capable.
安息不是休息，你们在那休息呢。
He said that yes, you rest, you have rest, but you cannot quit your work.
但是后来呢，我读圣经时发现，安息就是休息。
But when I read the Bible, to rest is to be still and not work.
我记得那个时候，一位年长的姊妹给我一句非常鼓励的话。
I remember an elder sister gave me these very great words of encouragement.
她说弟兄。
He said, brother,
你不要着急。
Do not be anxious.
你要相信一件事情。
Believe this.
教会是主的。
That the church belongs to the Lord.
工作是主的。
And the work is the Lord's.
你所要做的只有一件事。
And there's only one thing you need to do.
你要花长时间学习安静等候在主跟前。
That you must spend much time to be at rest, be still, and wait upon the Lord.
别人都在外面催促着我们呢、啊，你要想办法，你要怎么样来开展工作？只有这位姊妹给我带来里面最大的安慰。
The brothers without will always urge us, move on, and do much work, and do this and do that. But the sister gave me the greatest encouragement.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.、
哎、没到三个月、啊。
3 months later.
我们在温哥华聚会的有六十几个人。
There was over 60 in the meeting place in Vancouver.
我也不知道这些人从哪里来的。
I don't know where these individuals came from.
我就看见真的。当我们向自己死
we truly see when we die to ourselves,
神就会做他的工
that God will do his work.
后来到了西雅图也是一样
it is the same in Seattle.
我一直守住这个原则
I held on to this principle.
我昨天给你们讲了一点我在那里也不是很顺利也是经历一点难处的
Now I share some with you yesterday. It's not very all smooth. There's some difficulty.
但是我觉得这个与主同死啊
But this principle of dying with the Lord.
这是一个最有力的兵器
It is our most powerful weapon.
你如果真正学习与主同死
If we learn truly to die with the Lord. 仇
敌对你是无可奈何的
That the enemy cannot do anything with you.
你只要学习与主同死
As long as we die with the Lord.
你就看见主在环境中就做工了
And you can see that the Lord will work in the circumstances.
因为主要用我们成为他的道路。
That is because the Lord will use us to be his way.
如果我们不死他就没有路。
If we do not die, there is no way.
我们一死他就有路。
When we die, he has a way.
所以这个工作一直做到今天。
And so I continue this work until today.
我没有任何可夸的东西。
There's nothing I can boast of.
因为我没有恩赐。
I have no gift.
我没有多少的知识。
I do not have much knowledge.
我老实讲我属灵书报也没读多少。
To be honest, I did not read many, many spiritual books.
但是你顺着圣经的所给你的简单的原则往前走。
But if we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit through His Word and go onward,
主就会做他自己的工。
The Lord will do His own work.
所以路德记 第三章里面所讲的这个经历是真实的。
So the experience of Ruth chapter 3 is a true experience.
我们不能把它当作道来听的。
We cannot just listen as doctrine.
你必须要确确实实的学习背十架跟从主。
We must learn this lesson of picking up our cross to follow the Lord.
你就看见神如何能从你身上走过。
And we're able to see how God is to bring us through.
能够做他自己荣耀的。
And he is able to do his own glorious work.
那么今天早晨呢，我们来到了最后一章。
Now this morning we reached the last chapter.
这是一个非常荣耀美丽的一个结果。
Now this is a very beautiful, glorious end.
这里给我们看见的原则就是他们引进大卫。
Here the result we see is that they brought in David.
我们都知道大卫在旧约的历史中不仅是一个重要的人物。
We realize that David is not only an important character in the Old Testament,
也是神荣耀旨意的一个说明。
But it is also a type of the glorious will of God.
神的旨意在旧约中的启示从亚伯拉罕开始。
That the revelation of God in the Old Testament began with Abraham.
神借着亚伯拉罕得到以色列家。
Through Abraham, God is able to gain the house of Israel.
而是到了大卫的手中，使以色列家变成以色列国。
But through the hand of David, the house of Israel became the king.
所以一个是神荣耀旨意的起点，另外一个是终点。
So we can see one is the beginning point of the will of God, and the other is the ending point of the will of God.
在预表的年间，这已经是一个完整的一个预表。
In the days of the typology, we can see this is a complete type.
所以路德记最大的价值告诉我们。
So the greatest value of the book of Ruth shows us.
引进君王。
We must bring forth the king.
建立国度。
To establish the kingdom.
结束荒凉。
And to bring an end to the famine.
四世纪所带进的那几百年的荒凉。最后到了大卫的手中完全结束。
The 100 years of famine throughout the book of Judges now comes to utter end with David.
所以拿俄米、路德和波阿斯他们恐怕连做梦也没想到他们有一天会带下这么样荣耀的一个结果。
Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz, not even in their wildest dreams, can imagine that one day they are used to bring forth such a glorious end.
所以在旧约时代中，当大卫出来的时候
，Therefore, in the Old Testament, when David appears,
属灵的含义讲达到神终极的目的。
Spiritually speaking, this reaches the eternal purpose of God.
达到了神永远的目的。
It has reached the eternal purpose of God.
所以我们再说历史。故事只是一个现象。
So again, we say the story in history is only a phenomenon.
它重要的呢，是让我们看见背后神隐藏的这个心意。
What is important, as we said, it is the heart's desire of God behind the story.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们都晓得
，we know
这个大卫的作王是预表将来基督的作王。
That David as king represents for us that Christ is to be king.
我们都很清楚
And we are clear.
今天地上教会的光景
we know the condition of the church today.
无论我们有多少的恩赐有多少的功用的帮助
regardless of how many gifts how much function of those gifts are a help to us
总赶不上主回来的时候的光景好
yet it cannot compare to the condition when our Lord returns
我想那个才是我们最大的盼望
I believe that is our greatest hope
但是今天主在他的百姓中要得出出路
but today the Lord needs a way out from his people
再说神的路不是一些外面的组织和方法
and again we say the way for the Lord is not any external organization or method but the way of the Lord are both you and me
必须要从我们身上能够有路可走
that upon us he must have that path to work
所以为着要叫神的荣耀的旨意能够达到成就
so in order for the eternal will of God to be done
所以在第四章的里面
so in chapter 4
有两样重要的事情是我们的主要来完成的
now, there are two very important things that our Lord must complete
那么这个呢也是神应不是波阿斯应许路德的
and this is also what Boaz promised to Ruth
因为波阿斯是跟拿俄米他们是非常亲近的亲属。
That is, Boaz is a near kinsman to Naomi.
按照神的定规，他是有权利可以来赎回以利米勒他的所有的家产。
According to the law of God, Boaz has the right of redemption to redeem all the inheritance of Naomi.
所以呢，路德如果要娶，不，波阿斯如果要娶路德。
Therefore, if Boaz was to marry Ruth,
他必须要能够把所有他们的产业把它赎回来，把人也赎回来。
He must be both able to redeem the possession and the person.
这个赎的过程是很重要的。
Now this process of redemption is very important.
但是在这里呢，圣经用一幅图画来说明这个东西。
But here the scripture, the spirit uses a picture to explain this to us.
啊，所以波阿斯心里也知道有一个人呢比他更亲。
But yet in the heart of Boaz, he knows there is a kinsman nearer than he.
那个人比他呢更有权利。
And that person has further the right.
圣经没有讲这个人是谁。
Now the scripture did not record who
this person was. 只说有一个人。
And so and so.
那我们就很清楚了。
So we know that.
因为神是要借着这个故事来说明属灵的东西。
And that is because again, God wants to tell us spiritual matters through a picture.
所以大部分读圣经的人都能领会。
So many who read the Bible will understand.
这个人就是律法的一个预表。
This so and so is a type of the law.
我们都晓得在主耶稣基督降生以前
we know before our Lord Jesus Christ came,
旧约被称作是律法的时代
and is called the age of the law.
那么恩典的时代是从主耶稣开始的
and age of grace begins with our Lord.
所以呢律法先来了
therefore the law first came,
然后基督才来的
and then Christ came.
所以呢我们第一个所碰见的是这个律法。
So the first encounter we have is with the law.
所以这个第一个至亲的亲属是律法。
So this nearer kinsman than Boaz than the Lord is the law.
那么波阿斯心里很清楚。
And so Boaz knows well.
所以波阿斯呢，要首先要解决这个律法的问题。
So Boaz has to take care of the law.
我们知道这个律法。有它很大的功用。
Now we know, as far as the law is concerned, there is a great function to that.
因为律法是神公义的要求。
That is because the law is the righteous requirement of God.
但是这个公义的要求呢，只能呢显明人的罪，定罪人。
Yet this righteous requirement of the law only can manifest man's sin and condemn man.
人活在律法之下。
And when man is under law,
人非常的软弱。
Man is extremely weak.
我们没有办法遵行律法。
There is no way for us to obey the law.
所以呢，律法只能叫我们觉得软弱。
And so the law only shows our weakness.
它无法来这个救赎我们。
There is no way for the law to redeem us.
那么旧约呢？神为什么把人放在这个律法之下呢？
And why did God then place man under the law in the Old Testament?
就是要显明一件事情，就是你堕落的人是多么的软弱。
It is to manifest, to show man, the fallen man is so weak and powerless.
人是无能的。
There is powerless.
人想要称义，想要过圣洁生活是不可能的。
If man wants to be justified, to live a sanctified life, that is
impossible. 所以神把以色列百姓放在律法之下。
Therefore, God has placed Israel under the law.
以色列只证明一件事情是失败的。
And Israel shows us and proves to us it's only failure.
他们在各样的规条底下生活。
And under all these laws and statutes they lived.
真是被束缚的气都喘不过来。
And we are strangled under the law that we could not even breathe.
我们觉得一直到今天呢，犹太人还是很可怜的。
Even until today, we can see how pitiful the Jews are.
他们还活在这些律法的捆绑里。
They are still living under the bondage of the law.
前不久我听见一个弟兄告诉我一件事情。
Not too long ago, I heard a brother tell me this.
他住在 Philadelphia.
He lived in Philadelphia.
他正好呢住在一个犹太人的社群中间。
He lives amongst the Jewish community.
因为他买了一个房子，正好是犹太人卖。
He bought a house which is sold by a Jew.
所以他跟周围的邻居都还蛮熟的。
And so he's very familiar with his neighbors.
他说有一天呢。
He said one day.
是礼拜五的晚上。
And on the Friday evening.
他的邻居啊，满头大汗的跑来找他。
His neighbor came in a full sweat looking for him.
因为你知道犹太人要守逾越，守这个安息日的。
That is because we know the Jewish people need to keep the Sabbath.
他们到了礼拜五，我不知道几点钟开始这个安息日开始。
Now I don't know what time the evening, Friday evening begins for them, but it's their Sabbath.
那你什么都不能做。
They cannot do anything.
他连这个开电灯的开关都不能碰。
Now they can't even turn on the on and off switch of the light.
所以他大多数的犹太人都是 在这个安息日这个时间以前先把灯开起来。
So many of the Jewish people will turn on the lights before the Sabbath.
一直到礼拜六这个安息日过去之后呢，他才能关灯。
And only after the Sabbath is over, Saturday evening, then they will turn off the light.
结果他这个邻居啊，那天下午不知道跑到哪里出去了之后呢，回来之后发觉糟糕，忘了开灯了。
And so this neighbor was busy about Friday and forgot to turn on the lights.
哎呀，
so when he came back,
他就急得满头大汗。
He forgot about that and he was in a full sweat looking for him.
他就冲到我们弟兄家里来了。
He came to the brother's house.
他说你能不能帮助我啊？
He said, I need your help.
弟兄说你发生什么事情了？
Oh, what's wrong? What do you need help with?
他说你能不能到我家去帮我开灯？
He said, I need your help to come to my house and turn on the lights for me.
我们那个弟兄给他弄得哭笑不得，这是这么小的事情。
And our brother was just in a dilemma, wanting to help him, but also was trying to hold back his laughter, but went to help him.
弟兄姊妹要知道，这还是敬虔的犹太人。
Our brothers and sisters, we know that is a very pious Jew.
如果是我们中国人，反正没人看见，偷偷把它开了就算了，对不对？
For us Chinese, we say, no one's around, it's okay, I'll just turn the light switch on.
这个还不简单吗？这是
Now, a very simple solution.
他还满头大汗呢。
But he came in a full sweat looking for help.
弟兄姊妹就看见这个律法在他们里面成了良心上面一个非常大的捆锁。
Brothers and sisters, we see under the law what a strangle, a bondage that is to their conscience.
我们真是难以想象。
It is far and hard for us to imagine.
到了今天这样的一个时代里面，
even in today's generation,
居然还有人遵循律法到这样的一个地步。
There would be someone who would keep the law to this point.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
律法呢，
Now the law,
只能怎么样？只能定罪人。
The law only can condemn us.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们到今天都很清楚，是主耶稣借着十字架的工作对付了律法。
We know very clearly that the Lord, through the work of the cross, has already done away with the law.
哥罗西书第二章很清楚地告诉我们。
And Colossians chapter 2 clearly tells us.
主在十字架上把那些有碍于我们的字句把它撤销了。
And that the Lord has removed the ordinances that were contrary to us and blotted them out.
但是很奇妙啊。
Very amazingly.
在旧约圣经里面呢。
In the New Testament.
他就借着波阿斯所做这些事情的过程去解释这个东西了。
Through the Old Testament, through the actions of Boaz, this is explained to us.
所以呢，那些波阿斯呢，因为答应了路德要做。
That's because Boaz agreed, promised Ruth that he will do this.
所以第二天他就在城门口在等着了。
So the next day he waited by the gate.
圣经说呢，他就恰巧又来个恰巧啊。
And it says that by chance, again, it's recorded this way, that this by chance.
我们都知道，在对神来讲，没什么事是恰巧。
And we know there is no coincidence with God.
一切都在神的计划里。
For all under God's plan.
神把那个人带到这里。
That God brought this individual here.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须相信。
Brothers and sisters, we must believe.
在我们一生的里面。
Throughout our life.
在每一件事情上面。
In every detail of our life.
我们都在神的计划里。
We are all in the plan of God.
我们不能忘记。
We cannot forget.
我们的得救不是神，光是神可怜我们。
That our salvation is not only because God has pity upon us.
我们的得救是因神荣耀的旨意而得救的。
We are saved by the glorious will of God.
每一个基督徒都应当知道。
Each Christian ought to know.
神救你是为着他的荣耀。
That God has saved you for His glory.
神才不是因为你可怜才救你。
It is not because you're sad and pitiful that God had mercy on you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以因此呢，我们每一个基督徒得救之后，都应当为着神的荣耀。
Therefore, each one of us who are saved by grace ought to live for the glory of God.
所以我们有理由相信，在我们身边所发生的每一件事情都在神的掌控之下。
Therefore, we have reason to believe every single detail of our life is under the hand in the control of God.
如果你能这样想，你就很安息。
If we believe this, then we are at full rest.
有的人结婚很多年了，都觉得好像嫁错了，这娶错了，弟兄姊妹没有错的。
Perhaps we are married for many years, and sometimes we say, "Oh, I married the wrong person." Brothers and sisters, there's no error with that.
马可福音很清楚告诉我们说，婚姻是神配合的。
And the book of Mark tells us it is the Lord who have put together.
这是神给你配合的。
And it is God who have put together.
是在他旨意中间衡量过的，把你两个摆在一起。
And it is in the will of God He has measured this to us and put us together.
所以如果你能这样领会
，So if you understand this,
你只有感谢了。
You can only give thanks.
感谢主。 给我这么一个妻子。
I thank the Lord for such a wife.
感谢主给我这么个丈夫。
And I thank the Lord for this husband.
如果丈夫脾气很大，你要感谢主。
If your husband has a big temper, you thank the Lord.
姊妹啰啰嗦嗦，你要感谢主。
And if the wife is long-winded, you thank the Lord.
我这样讲好像很好笑，事实上不大容易啊。
Now I say it, it sounds funny, but it's not easy to do at all.
但是你必须看见。
But we must see.
从你得救的那一刻开始。
From the time that you are saved.
每一件事情都操纵在圣灵的手中。
Every single event in your life is in the control direction of the Holy Spirit. So the discipline.The control of the Holy Spirit.
不是说碰见大事时候才是圣灵的管制。
It is not only His control when we encounter great things.
你生活的每一件事都在圣灵的管制。
But every single detail of your life is under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
这个叫做恰巧。
And this is by chance.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主。他看见这个人了，他说：“哎，来来，请你坐下。”
We saw such and such, so and so. Come and sit here.
然后呢，这个这个。他就坐下。
So he sat down.
因为波阿斯要公开的来对付这件事。
That is because Boaz wants to deal with this publicly.
所以为什么我们的主钉十字架时是要公开的
？And that is why our Lord, when he was crucified, is very public.
所以呢，这个不能私下解决。
We cannot deal with this privately.
因为这件事情是。要展示在众人的跟前。
That is because this must be made known, displayed before all men.
我们很稀奇啊。
We are amazed.
这个整个波阿斯对付律法的这一个过程。
This entire process as Boaz deals with the law.
在多年以后。
Many years later.
当保罗写罗马书的时候。
When Paul writes the book of Romans.
罗马书的第七章第一节到十七节。
Romans chapter 7 verses 1 through 17 记载着十字架对付律法的整个过程。It describes to us the entire process of how the cross has done away with the law.
神要把我们怎样从律法的捆绑底下释放出来。
And how God has delivered us from the bondage of the law.
他叫他坐下来。
He says, sit here.
坐下来意思就是呢，不慌不忙的。
And so sit here, rest.
他不是很草率的。
And so it's no anxiousness.
那么波阿斯是决心要把这些事情把它对付清楚。
And Boaz was determined to deal with this.
然后呢，他请了十个长老。
And then he took 10 men of the elders of the city.
当然，这十个长老代表这些老练的人。
Now, of course, these elders represent those who are experienced.
有很多解经的人也告诉我们了。
And many who interpret the scriptures.
好像这十个长老好像正好十好像代表着十诫啊，十条诫命啊。
So these 10 elders is a good representation of the 10 commandments.
我想这些解释也都有它的道理。
And I believe such interpretations have its reasons.
那只要主要是要他们来证实什么呢？证实这个律法没有办法来做救赎的工作。
But the reality is to prove to show as evident that this law cannot fulfill the work.
所以当波阿斯对那个人说呢。我们族兄啊，以利米勒这个产业哈、啊，那么需要被赎，你要不要赎
？And so he says that our brother in Limelech's land needs to be redeemed. Do you want to redeem it?
他说那个田地我愿意赎。
He says yes, I'm willing to redeem the parcel of land.
这件事情说明什么？说明律法对产业有兴趣。
Therefore, it shows us that the law only is interested in the possession.
在旧约时代中，我们都很清楚啊。
We know in the Old Testament.
神赐下律法。
When the law was given by God,
律法是维护神的产业的东西。
That the law is one who protects the possession, the inheritance of God.
所以他对那个田产有兴趣。
So he's very interested in the land.
但是呢，他后来讲说，如果你要赎这块地的话，你要连那个路德你要赎。
And therefore, Boaz says, if you want to redeem the land, you must also redeem Ruth.
要娶这个摩押的女子路德为妻。
And you have to take this Moabite woman, Ruth, as your wife.
哇，那说那个人说，那就不行了。
And then the such a one said, no, I cannot do that.
那么这件事情说明什么呢？
What does this tell us?
就是律法对罪人呢是无情的。
And that the law to a sinner is cold-blooded.
他不能以这个有罪的为无罪。
That you cannot have a deemed sin as sinless.
所以像波阿斯的这个母亲拉合，像路德这些，本来我这律法都不能容忍，不能接受的东西。
And so, as far as the law is concerned, to the women such as Boaz's mom Rahab and Ruth, they can have nothing to do with them.
因为律法是公义的。
Because the law is a righteous requirement.
律法如果接纳了这些人的话，律法就变成什么？变成不义。
Now, if the law accepts all these individuals, then the law would become unrighteous.
这个 law 就变成 lawless.
And so the law would become lawless.
那这个不行。
And we cannot do that.
所以这个原则上我们很清楚。
So we know this by principle.
弟兄姊妹们，落在律法之下，真的是。非常可怕。
Brothers and sisters, if we fall under the law, it is very dreadful.
啊，我一个小小的经历啊，我解释一下。
A very small experience I want to explain.
这个2012年的去年
啊。Last year in 2012.
啊，有一次我从远东回来。
One time I was returning from the Far East.
当然我们要经过海关呢。
Of course we have to go through customs.
啊，我们要填表。
And we have to fill out the declaration.
我也填了表。
And I filled the declaration.
我经过那个海关。
I went through the customs.
啊，因为我也是美国公民。
I'm also a U.S. citizen.
啊，所以那个海关官员看见我笑眯眯的。
And so the customs officer saw that I had a smile on.
Welcome home, welcome home.
Welcome home, welcome home.
我就把那个单子给他。
So I gave him the declaration.
哪里我发现他一拿这个单子，立刻变脸。
Now when I saw he held the declaration, he changed his smile toward me.
哇，刚刚是那么笑脸的。
Now before he had smile face toward me.
立刻把脸拉下来了。
And now he has a long face.
他就问我一件事情。
He asked me.
他说你住在哪里
？Where do you live?
我说我就住在西雅图。
I live in Seattle.
我再问你住在哪里
？I ask you where do you live?
我说我住在西雅图。
I live in Seattle.
我说你住了30年了。
I lived there for 30 years.
你真的住在西雅图吗
？You really live in Seattle？
他就跟我在那里啊，拉拉扯扯搞了10分钟啊。
He was going back and forth with me for 10 minutes。
我心里不懂，我说到底我犯了什么错了
？And I thought to myself, oh, did I do something wrong？
他为什么这么严厉啊
？Why is it so strict？
后来他就把那个单子给我看。
And then he showed me the receipt。
哦，原来呢，我把我在美国的住址我填成香港。
When I put on the declaration, the address, I didn't put my Seattle address, I put my Hong Kong address.
那么也许在飞机上哈、啊，糊里糊涂的，这个眼睛也不大好，就有的就写了个香港。
So maybe,
因为我想我从香港回来。
I was thinking perhaps I was flying back, I was not in my right mind, I was coming back from Hong Kong, so I just put the Hong Kong address there.
他说你看
，Look，
你写的是香港。
You wrote Hong Kong here.
他说呢，如果根据这个我可以。这个惩罚你的。
I said if by the law I can penalize you for this.
不过他还不错了。
I said okay.
他说现在我把它划掉了。
So let me just cross this out.
你可以走了。
You can go.
哇，那天我出来的时候，我里面真是感觉到碰到法律的问题是可怕的。
And so when I left the scene, I felt if we're under the requirement of the law, it is very frightening.
因为他是一个执法的人。
Because he is one who would execute the law.
这是一个好的执法者。
And he is a good one person who upholds the law. He can be very severe.
但是我们晓得，我们的神如果运用起律法来的话，那是更严厉的。
Now we know our God, if he held the law against us, it would be even more severe.
所以圣经告诉我们，这么多律法，你只要犯一条就是犯重条。
So the Bible tells us of all the law, if we sin against one iota, we have sinned against the whole law. 这要
求是多么的严厉呢
？How strict is that requirement?
所以你碰到律法的东西，那是无情的东西、啊。
So when we encounter the law, there is no mercy at all.
我们要感谢神。
We thank God.
让我们活在新约的时代。
When we live in the New Testament.
如果我们要活在旧约的时代。
If we were to live in the Old Testament.
活在律法的时代。
Under the law.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活天天恐怕都是战惊恐惧。
Brothers and sisters, I think we'll live in fear all day long.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神的恩典。使我们脱离律法的辖制。
By the grace of God, He has delivered us from the bondage of the law.
所以到这个时候呢，律法只好弃权。
So here, the law can only give up its right.
因为他没有办法娶路德为妻。
There's no way for the law to accept Ruth as the wife.
所以因此他们做了一件事。
So they did this exchange.
啊，那么。这个人必须把鞋子脱下来。
This so-and-so must take off his sandal.
我们知道这个做法是从生命记25章出来的。
We know that this is recorded for us in Deuteronomy chapter 25.
生命记25章那里讲，如果你不愿意去别人赎这个东西，你要把鞋子脱下来给别人，别人还在你脸上要吐吐沫。
And we know it's recorded for us in Deuteronomy 25, if you do not want to redeem it, you'll remove your sandal, give it to the redeemer, and he ought to even spit on you.
脱鞋的什么意思呢？
What does it mean to remove the sandal?
就是从此之后你再也不能踩进别人的那个产业里面。
That is a representation. Now you remove your sandal, you cannot set foot onto the possession of the other.
吐唾沫什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be spit upon?
就是你是真是可羞耻。
To say that you are shameful.
因为你不能帮助你的弟
兄。Because you cannot help your brother.
但在这里呢？
But here,
我们看见只脱鞋没有吐唾沫。
We can see there's only the sandal removed. There it was not spit upon.
因为律法是不能被羞辱的。
Because the law cannot be shamed.
哎呀，我真的觉得圣经呢、啊，真是一本精密的书啊。
We can see how detailed, how fine the Bible is.
这不能错的。
It cannot be wrong.
如果那天吐唾沫，那问题就大了。
Now if it was spit upon that day, it would be a big problem.
所以呢，只能脱鞋，只要脱鞋不吐唾沫。
So you can only remove the sandal and not spit upon.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当这个人不能够赎这个以利米勒的田，不能赎路德的时候。
When this so and so cannot redeem the land of Elimelech and cannot redeem Ruth.
波阿斯说好。
Boaz says fine.
你不能做了。
If you cannot,
那我全部都来赎。
I will redeem it all for myself.
所以不仅把地赎了，把人也赎了。
So not only do I redeem the land, I also redeem the person.
我们真是要满心感谢我们的主。
And our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经中有一些东西啊，是我们不太容易明白。
Our brothers and sisters, in the scriptures, there are certain things we cannot really easily understand.
很多基督徒就不太明白。
And many Christians cannot understand.
特别关于这个产业这个东西。
Especially with this matter of inheritance.
到底这个在我们的经历中这是什么东西？
What is this to our experience?
我们都知道我们蒙恩得救，神给我们有产业。
We know that when we're saved by grace, God has given us his inheritance.
我们也知道这个神带领以色列百姓进入迦南地，把迦南地赐给他们做产业。
And we know that God has led the people of Israel into the land of Canaan and given the land of Canaan to them as their inheritance.
以弗所书也告诉我们，我们今天在他里面得着产业。
And Ephesians tells us in him that we have received the inheritance.
那么不仅我们得着产业，
Not only did we receive the inheritance,
他也在我们里面得产业。
But also in us.Us, we are his inheritance.
所以因此在这里弟兄姊妹们有一个重要的思想我们 要清楚。
There's a very important thought we must be understanding, brothers and sisters.
如果你不能得着基督做产业，
If we cannot gain Christ as our inheritance,
基督就不能得着你做产业，
Then Christ cannot gain you as his inheritance.
所以因此神把他的生命给我们，
So when God gives us his life,
这个生命要得着我们整个的全人，
This life has to gain us whole.
从一面来讲我们是享受这个生命，
On the one hand, we are enjoying this life.
另外一面来讲你多享受神的生命主就多得着你。
In other words, the more we enjoy partake of this life, the more God gains us.
之间的一个情形。
It is relative, it's connected.
所以这个产业是很重要的。
So this matter of inheritance is extremely important.
神把他的儿子给我们做产业。
So today, when God gives us His Son as our inheritance,
你要多多享受这个产业。
The more we have to enjoy of this inheritance,
你越多享受这个产业。
The more we enjoy of this inheritance,
主就得着你他做产业。
The Lord will gain more of us to be His inheritance.
所以这才是以弗所书所讲的。
And this is in His vision.
他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
How rich the glorious riches of His inheritance in the saints.
神得着了千千万万的基督徒。
And God has gained millions upon millions of Christians.
每一个基督徒在他的生活经历里面在那天天经历主享受主。
If all the saints have experienced the Lord and joy of the Lord daily.
就我们看见神的生命呢就在他所蒙恩得救的人里面就有了开展了。
Then we're able to see that the life of God and all the saints can be have a way.
到有一天
Until one day,
主回来的时候
when the Lord returns,
我们完全像他了。
It was all like him.
弟兄姊妹那就是什么
Brothers and sisters,
我们全部得着在他里面的基业。
We have received our inheritance in him.
他也在我们里面全部得着他的基业。
And in us, he has gained his inheritance.
这个产业的思想是一个重要的一个思想。
So this matter of inheritance is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天呢我们对于主的救赎啊。
Today as far as the redemption of the Lord.
我们不能光领会到那个救为止要知道还有赎。
We do not understand this matter of being saved, but we must understand of the redemption.
很多人呢
Many who knows, oh, the Lord has saved me. But we don't realize he has redeemed us. And many neglect this part of the redemption. But this redemption part is very important. It is a process.
那么这个赎呢,
and it is through this process that the purpose of God is reached.
所以因此呢, 在圣经里面给我们看见, 才有这个赎这件事情。
Therefore, the Bible shows us there's this matter of redemption. We thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你读旧约圣经的时候,
when we read the Old Testament,
神为的以色列百姓有个很特殊的安排,
for the people of Israel, God has this special arrangement.
啊, 这个安排是什么呢?
What is this arrangement? That is, each family of Israel has an inheritance.
但有的人因为懒惰啦,有的人这个妈妈糊糊的, 后来穷困了,
but perhaps some who are slothful and they're very casual and they become poor, they sold their inheritance.
产业卖掉了, 还不够过生活,
and they perhaps cannot survive with selling their inheritance. They sell their children.
卖了儿女还是吃不饱,
and after they sell their children, they are still not satisfied.
最后,
so they sell themselves.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 真的可怜,
brothers and sisters, we see how sad this is for the Israel.
但是请你我记得,
but let you and I remember.
因为他们是神的儿女,
but because they are people, children of God.
神的选民,
they are the chosen people of God.
就像我们今天, 对不起, 有些家庭呢, 这个儿女不大好啊, 再坏怎么样还是儿女, 对不对?
Now, forgive me, but sometimes our children, no matter how bad they are, how naughty they are, nevertheless, they are our children.
哎呀, 他这个真是把你弄得很头痛, 弄得很难过, 但你还要照顾他的。
They cost you so much ache and heartbreak, but yet you still need to care for them.
这是生命的关系。
It's a matter of life.
我在中国碰见有个姊妹啊,
in China, I encountered a sister.
她儿子18岁,
her son is 18.
那么整天呢玩电脑,
now, always on the computer.
她的先生呢就是弟兄就生气的帮她儿子就打了骂了,
and so the husband, the father got so angry and scolded him and disciplined him.
他说我弟兄打骂, 我跟着打骂, 这两个怎么对付儿子?
And so the wife said, when the dad yells at him, I yell along.
但是儿子也不改变。
And then the son doesn't change.
他跑来跟我讲,
and then she tells me,
孙弟兄啊,
brother son,
你能不能替我找个人呢?
Now can you find someone for me?
我把儿子给他。
I'll give my son to that person.
哈?
I thought, what?
我说这个儿子是你生的,
this is your son.
你有责任啊,
you have a responsibility.
你简直是开玩笑, 你怎么可以做这个事情呢?
What kind of joke is this? You can't do this.
她不是开玩笑啊,
she's not joking.
她认真的, 她想要我找个人, 她把儿子送给她。
She's very serious. Find someone, I'll give him away.
我们的神从来不会做这样的事。
Our God will never do this.
我们再不好,
no matter how corrupt we are,
他仍旧爱我们。
He still loves us.
他仍旧要维护我们的产业。
He still wants to guard our inheritance. So he has a very special arrangement amongst his people.
啊, 每50年,
each 50 year,
有一年被称作喜年,
there is this year, the Jubilee year.
这喜年做什么呢?
What will you do in this Jubilee year?
就是你说失去的田产, 失去的儿女, 失去的自己, 统统可以赎回。
Everything that you lost, your land, your children, yourself, can be redeemed.
弟兄姊妹们懂得吗? 这是天,
brothers and sisters,
天父的心啊。
Do you understand? This is heart of our Heavenly Father.
我们是神的儿女啊。
We are His children.
神是何等的爱我们啊。
How deeply He loves us.
所以神在以他百姓中定规了这个赎的这么一个条例。
So God has set the statue of redemption.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今生在今世我们在地上,
when we are on earth,
可能我们也失去了很多。
Perhaps we lost much.
我们像
Just as the prodigal son.
浪费天父的资源,
we have wasted all the resources of our Heavenly Father.
但是神人就爱你,
we may not love the Father, but the Father still loves us.
当然我有时候看看自己, 也不像样,
and when I look at myself, I'm not capable.
我就看看教会中的弟兄姊妹, 对属灵事情, 马马虎虎, 随随便便,
and we see brethren throughout spiritual matters, very casual, not a care.
有的情况看着自己要叫你流泪啊,
and we see such a condition, we shed.
你不知道你已经蒙了多大的恩典啊,
we weep because we see how
你忘记了你是神的儿女了,
the great grace that's been bestowed upon us, we are God's children.
父是多么的爱你啊,
how the Father loves us.
你知道在你蒙恩得救的那一日开始
you know, on the day that you are saved by grace,
神已经在他儿子基督耶稣里为你预备了产业
that God has already prepared an inheritance for you in his son.
诗篇十六篇告诉我们
and Psalm 16 tells us,
神量给我们的产业是用绳子量的
that he has measured our inheritance to us,
非常的丰富的
and is abundant,
并且坐落在佳美之处。
And it is in a good and pleasant land.
哎呀，如果今天像我们的话呢，我们先想说，像这样的人，将来产业不要给他。
And if we say if someone is like this, oh, let's not pay attention to it.
这样跟随主的，把他的夺过来给别人吧。
Now, if he doesn't want to follow Lord, we take what belongs to him and give it to someone else.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们不是父亲。
We are not the father.
父亲不是的。
That's not the way of the Father.
在创世以前为你预备的。
Even before the foundation of the world, He prepared for us.
经过千年的国度之后。
Through the millennium kingdom.
经过了这个千禧年。
Through the millennial kingdom.
最后你进入永世的时候。
At last, when we enter the eternal days.
神原初所为你预备的产业全部归你。
The inheritance of all that God has prepared for you.
弟兄姊妹，你要存感恩的心来领受的。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to have a heart of thanksgiving.
我们要改变我们的态度。
And change our attitude.
我不是说你们，我说我自己也是一样。
I'm not speaking of you. I'm speaking of myself.
改变我们的态度。
Change our attitude.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻易的得罪我们的主。
We cannot lightly offend our Lord.
我们是蒙大恩的人。
We have received great grace.
因为神有一个赎的这么一个。意念在这里。
There is this heart of redemption with the Father.
我们要晓得。
We must know.
我们这个赎。
This redemption.
是经过我们主耶稣基督在十字架上付上痛苦的代价所带来的。
It is through the painful cost of our Lord on the cross.
我们每一次想到他钉十字架。
And each time we consider him on the cross.
我们。都应当俯伏敬拜。
We must prostrate and worship.
那是何等的代价。
What a price.
所以如果我们轻忽属灵的事情。
So when we are look lightly despise spiritual matters.
当主回来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
我们是不是真的要咬牙切齿的懊悔呢
？Would there not be regret and gnashing of teeth?
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
今天就怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us today.
在这里，在这个年尾。和弟兄姊妹共同勉励。
That even at year's end, we will encourage one another.
我们相互提醒。
That we remind one another.
愿一年一年过来，我们能更爱主，更敬虔，活在主的跟前。
That as the years go by, we will love the Lord even more, and that we will meet, be more God-fearing.
尊重他在我们身上所做的。
That we will honor what He is doing upon us.
保罗在写罗马书第七章的时候。
When Paul writes Romans chapter 6 and 7,
他给我们看见一个完全的救恩。
He shows us a complete salvation.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这两章圣经告诉我们，主在十字架上为我们所完成的。
These two chapters tells us what the Lord has finished on the cross.
他不仅解决罪的问题
，Not only did He deal with sin，
解决死的问题
，Deal with death，
他解决律法的问题
，He has also dealt with the law，
他也解决我们这个败坏可怜肉体的问题
，He has also dealt with our sad, pitiful, tragic condition, corrupt flesh。
一切都是主为我们完成
，And everything has been finished by the Lord。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
今天。圣灵要把这个所基督所完成的工作要完完全全做在我们这个人身上。
Today, the finished work of the cross is what the Holy Spirit will completely do upon us today.
所以我们需要学习与他同死。
So we must learn to die with him.
好叫他在我们身上能做他所要做的工。
So that he would be able to do the work he wishes to do upon us.
所以当波阿斯这样决定之后
so when Boaz made this decision,
哇，他就得到众人的称赞
he was praised of all men,
家人的称赞
and praise of the family,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这个很简单的说
very simply,
就主的救赎永远是可赞美的
that the salvation, the redemption of the Lord is forever to be praised.
他们在这里说啊，愿你从这个女子啊，能够得到后裔建立。以色列建立神的家
so that from this woman you're able to gain children to build the house of Israel
好像雅各从拉结和利亚建立以色列家一样
like Rachel and like Leah which two did build the house of Israel
因为我们知道这个神的荣耀的旨意是启示给亚伯拉罕
we know that the glorious will is revealed to Abraham from God
但是雅各是借着拉结和利亚呢那么生出十二个支派
But it is through Jacob from Leah and Rachel that the 12 tribes were born.
所以神的应许在亚伯拉罕身上,
so that the promise of God to Abraham
神的成全在雅各身上,
was completed upon Jacob.
所以他们在这里,
so here they bless Boaz with this blessing. So that they will do worthily. So that they are able to grow and to be famous and be prosperous.
并且他说你能得着后裔,
and that you would gain a descendant.
像犹大从他玛士得法勒斯一样,
and do that worthily in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem.
我们读这个创世纪的时候,
and when we read the book of Genesis,
我们知道这是一个犯罪的一个结果,
we know when it says the house be like the house of Perez whom Tamar bore unto Judah, we know this is a result of sin.
我们真是很稀奇神会把这样的事情
now we're amazed why God would put such a matter in the Bible.
并且神能接纳,
and that God would accept.
并且呢,摆在他荣耀的旨意的里面,
and also would place along the line of his eternal will.
这说明说这个情况本来是被咒诅的,
in other words, it tells us this ought to be a situation where it's cursed.
但是神使这个咒诅变为祝福,
but God is able to turn this curse into blessing.
神是不配的变成配的,
and God has turned that which is unworthy to be worthy.
因为在这里,
because here,
我们知道波阿斯是妓女拉合生的,
before we know that Boaz was the son of Rahab the harlot.
而路德呢,又是一个摩亚的女子,
and we know that Ruth was also a Moabitess.
这些的结合, 在犹太人的这个眼中来看的话呢, 这根本,
now, this union, such a union under the sight of the Jews, is one that is to be cursed.
所以在圣经中出现这些已经告诉我们, 我们的神是大有怜悯的。
So here, when this is recorded in the scripture, shows us of just how great the mercy of God is.
因为这里面包含着你我的故事在里面。
Because here, it also includes your story and my story.
我们本来就是应当被咒诅,
that we ought to be cursed.
但是神的救恩在我们身上,
but the salvation of God is upon us.
主的爱在我们身上,
and the Lord's love is upon us.
来了一个大的逆转,
and that has turned this all around.
叫咒诅变为祝福,
so that the curse is turned to blessing.
叫不配的变为配,
so that which is not worthy now is counted worthy.
所以我们看见波阿斯在这里为着路德, 那么,
so here we see that Boaz has done something wonderful for Ruth.
也就是今天讲到主在律法之下怎样把我们释放出来,
and this is how it speaks of how he delivered us from the law.
所以下面我们看见这个波阿斯因此就娶了路德,
then we can see that Ruth, Boaz took Ruth to be his wife.
我想我们读路德记的人,
I think for us, when we read the book of Ruth,
如果光凭着头脑读, 我们真的很多问题,
now when we read it by our mind, there are so many questions.
我们也想说这个波阿斯啊, 这么有钱, 为什么老不结婚,
and we think, well, Boaz, he's so wealthy, how come he's unmarried?
因为你知道他碰见这个路德的时候, 他怎么说呢?
So when he encountered Ruth, what did he say?
他说无论少年人, 你都没有跟随,
now you did not follow the young man, whether rich or poor.
那我们知道那段话里面就告诉我们路波阿斯现在年纪很大了,
and so from those words we can surmise that Boaz was an elder gentleman.
那我再说,
so we can say,
圣经历史的故事只是表象,
now the story in the Bible, this history is only a phenomenon.
因为神为了说明属灵的东西,
but God is to tell us of spiritual matters.
所以呢, 神保留这个波阿斯一直不结婚, 就是为娶路德,
that is because God has kept Boaz from marrying, it is for the sake of Ruth.
感谢主, 他们不仅结婚了,
Lord, not only did they was united,
并且生下了一个儿子,
but they also was given a son.
圣经立刻讲说呢, 这个拿俄米就得着最大的安慰。
And so here, this was the greatest comfort to Naomi.
啊，她不仅有了，现在有了子孙延续。
Now, not only does she now have a descendant offspring.
啊，旁边都说呢，她将来可以奉养你的老，提起你的精神。
But unto you, he's a restorer of your life and a nurturer of thine own age.
也就是说，现在你终于呢，从黑暗中可以走向光明。
But now you have been coming out of darkness into light.
啊，他们也为她欢喜。
And they rejoice for her.
哇，你有这个儿妇比七个儿子还好。
That this daughter-in-law is even better than seven sons.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，真的，有一个从神来的呢，比那个七个不是从神来的都好。
Now, brothers and sisters, that is true. One from God is better than seven that is not of God. 啊，
那么，她呢，做了儿子的养母。
Now she became this child was raised.
当然，我想当时的情况可能就是这样。
I think this is the situation in those days.
Naomi 经过了这么多年的这个痛苦的生活。
Now Naomi went through so many years of painful living.
哇，看见这个孙呢，那真是宝贵的不得了。
And she see this grandchild, how precious he is.
但是弟兄姊妹，这里有预表的意思。
But brothers and sisters, again, there's a type here.
因为我们说过，拿俄米身上还有很多圣灵的。那个特性。
Therefore, we have mentioned Naomi has many characteristics of the Holy Spirit.
圣经特别讲说她做了这个孩子的养母。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit mentions that Naomi nursed this child.
弟兄姊妹，你知道当我们蒙恩得救之后啊。
Brothers and sisters, you know after we're saved by grace.
神是把我们交在谁的手里啊？
Who does God entrust us to?
实在来讲，我们从圣灵生了，重生了。
Now we are born of the Holy Spirit.
其实神也是把我们交在圣灵的手中。
As well, God will place us into the hand of the Spirit.
是圣灵在养育我们。
It is the Holy Spirit who nurses us.
我们真是满心的感谢主。
And how our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to the Lord.
你读约翰福音第十四章的时候。
When we read John chapter 14.
主讲到那位保惠师要来。
It is that another comforter shall come.
他要住在你的里面。
And he shall abide in you.
住在我里面做什么呢？
What does he do abiding in us?
养育我们。
It is to nourish us.
所以呢，我们一生的年日都在圣灵的手中。
So all the days of our life are in the hands of the Spirit.
所以今天我们要学会体贴圣灵。
So today we have to learn to be mindful of the
Spirit. 要遵循圣灵在我们身上的带领。
And so we follow the guidance of the Spirit.
这个才是最好的接受的一个养育。
And this is the best way for us to receive the nourishment.
这是神给我们何等的一个荣耀。
And what glory this is given to us by God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we're God's children.
弟兄姊妹，没有任何人配得来养育我们。
Brothers and sisters, no one is worthy to raise us.
哇，你看今天那些帝王之家。
Today when we see the royal families.
哇，家里面生出了一个孩子之后呢。
After they give birth to a son.
他不会把他随便交给什么人养的，对不对？
They won't entrust this child to be raised by us.
那些养育他的人那是千挑万选的。
And so the nanny to raise this child has been picked the cream of the crop.
我们比世上的这些公主王子要尊贵的多了。
But yet we are even more noble than all the royal families of this earth.
谁配得来养育神的儿女呢？
Who's worthy to raise the children of God?
天使也不行。
Not even the angels.
神就把我们摆在圣灵的手中。
God places us in the hand of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and
sisters, 圣经里常常讲，神的灵就是神的手。
Today we say the Spirit of God is God's hand.
其实是神亲手养育我们。
It is God's own hand who raises us.
这是何等的恩典啊！
What grace!
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
Thank God.
因为这个孩子来了。
Because this child.
这个家充满喜乐。
This family is filled with joy.
然后我们晓得下面就是一个延续。
And it follows with the end.
最后讲到。
And it tells us.
生大卫。
Jesse, the father of David.
大卫一出来。
Now when David comes forth.
以色列的国度就建立。
The kingdom of Israel is established.
整个荒凉的时代就结束。
All the period of desolation comes to an end.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们知道今天神最大的作为。
We know the greatest work of God today.
就是要让他的儿子做王。
It's for his son to be king.
只有基督回来做王了。
Only when Christ returns to be king.
地上的荒凉才能结束。
Then all the desolation of the world will come to an end.
神的国度才能够在地上被显明。
And the kingdom of the Lord will be manifested.
但是今天呢，我们还在这个过程的当中。
But today we are in the process.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们需要做两件重要的事。
There are two important things that we must do.
第一个。
First,
我们就是要让在我们一生的年日里面
in all the days of our life.
容让主不断地把我们的产业赎回。
Allow for the Lord continuously to redeem our inheritance.
我在说我们怎样让这个产业赎回呢？
Again, I say, how is this inheritance to be redeemed?
很简单的道理。
Very simple.
你就一直活在那个同与主同死的这个原则里面。
We have to constantly live under this truth of dying with the Lord.
那么主自己会做，他会把你所失去的统统把你。
And the Lord Himself will work, and He will redeem for you what you have lost. So the Apostle Peter tells us that when the kingdom of the Lord descends, that we can enter His kingdom abundantly. In other words, in our experience today of the Lord, we have reached abundance.
不是贫贫穷穷的。
We do not, we are not poor.
主希望他回来的时候，
the Lord desires when he returns.
他看见他每一个儿女都是富足的。
Each of his child is abundant.
这样我们来欢迎他，他的心多么欢喜。
And when we welcome him in this way, how joyful is that?
所以今天我们知道圣灵在地上还在做。
So we know that the Holy Spirit continues to do this nourishing work upon us today.
所以我们一年过来了。
So after a year has passed,
可能我们对着过去所失去的东西，有许多许多时候我们会懊悔。
Perhaps of all the things we've lost, we have much regret.
弟兄姊妹，不光是懊悔。
Brothers and sisters, not only regret.
我们要求主把它赎回。
But we pray to the Lord to redeem.
我们的主能把它赎回。
And our Lord is able to redeem it.
就彼得说。神看一日如千年，千年如一日。
And Peter tells us that the Lord views one day as a thousand years, and a thousand years as a day.
我们知道这是一个恩典的算法。
And we know this is a very gracious counting.
如果今天您在主里活一天，神用一千年来算。
If we live in the presence of the Lord one day, He counts as a thousand to us.
我们在地上不可能活到一千年。
Now we cannot live a thousand years on earth.
但神可以用千年来算。
But God counts it as a thousand for us.
他是恩典的神。
It is a gracious God.
如果你不活在主里面，
if we do not live in the Lord,
你活了一千个日子，在主面前看一天都不如。
Even if we lived a thousand days, it is not even a day with the Lord.
所以我们的神给我们机会。
So the Lord has given us the opportunity.
我们要把所失去的统统把它赎回过来。
All that is lost, may we redeem.
我们越多得着他，
the more we gain of him,
他就越多得着我们。
The more he gains of us.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们需要体贴。
We must be mindful of the heart of God.
另外一个，
the second matter,
我们要活在与他联合的这个生命的里面。
We must live in this life that is united with him.
就对我们个人来讲，
as far as we are concerned,
我们一得救，
individually when we're saved,
你的生命就与主的生命已经完全联合。
Our life is already completely united with the Lord.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救的，我们的生命与主的生命已经完全联合。
Each brothers and sisters, when we are saved, we are united with Him in life.
那么什么叫做活在这个联合的实际的里面呢？
So、what does it mean to live in the reality of this union?
就是我们要根据这个生命的感觉活在主的跟前。
That is, we have to follow the guidance of such a life to follow the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
容让圣灵在我们身上做工。
Allow for the Holy Spirit to work upon us.
因为这个生命里面包含了。基督所有的性格在里面。
That is because in this life it holds all of the character, the nature of Christ.
今天主的生命在我们的里面。
Today the life of the Lord is within us.
这些美好的性格都在我们的里面。
All these beautiful virtues are in us.
那么神的心意是要叫他的性格来取代我们的性格。
And the heart of God is to have His virtues become our virtue.
所以神许可很多环境临到我们。
And so there are many that circumstances that before us.
就是要叫我们经历。能够有所转变。
And in order for us to experience, so there will be an exchange.
所以当我们的性格越来越多具备基督的性格的时候，
so when our character is molded more into His nature,
这个就叫做磨成主耶稣基督的形象。
That is when we are molded into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这两天我们弟兄们也提到这个。
And our brethren has mentioned this to us the last
few days. 要磨成神儿子的形象。
We have to be conformed to the image of the Son of God. How are we molded?
弟兄姊妹，你要活在这个生命里面。
Brothers and sisters, we must live in this life.
你要活在这个联合的实际。
To live in the reality of this union.
主的生命跟你的生命已经联合，这是个事实。
And when the life of the Lord has entered your life, it's a fact.
但是我们要进入经历。
But we must enter into experience.
所以我们看见有些基督徒一年年过来，真是在主里面有长进。
So we see year by year when there are Christians, they do grow in the Lord.
所谓的长进，就是他的性格不断的有改。
And so this growth is that continuously their nature is refined.
我们知道生命是看不见的。
We see that, we know that life is unseen.
但是性格是看得见的。
But our character is shown.
所以你看见这个人性格改变。
So when you see the character is changed.
你就知道生命在他里面 已经开始长大。
You know the life is maturing within.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们要追求生命的长大。
We have to grow and mature in life.
怎么看出来的呢？
And so how is that seen?
这个性格看出来。
It is shown in our character.
今天主把我们留在地上。
Today the Lord has us remain on earth.
还给我们机会。
He has given us an opportunity.
我想弟兄姊妹，这都是我们在
believe, brothers and sisters,
说要非常注意。去行的。
This is something that we have to pay attention to in our walk.
这样，我们就能有一个好的预备的生活迎接主再来。
Then we would have a life ready, prepared to meet the Lord.
启示录最后就告诉我们。
At last, Revelation tells us.
我们的主正在等待着迎娶他的新娘。
Our Lord is awaiting to take his wife.
今天呢？圣灵在我们每个弟兄姊妹里面就才开始做预备的工作。
And this is the preparing work of the Holy Spirit upon each one of us today.
基督的性格越来越长，越被显明出来。
So that the character of Christ more and more is manifested.
好像教会装饰整齐。
And when the church is adorned ready.
就是完全具备基督的性格。
And when we're ready with the character of Christ.
这样我们就能与主相配。
And then we're worthy of the Lord.
当这个婚姻达到完成的时候，
and when this marriage is taking place,
神的国度就出现了。
That is when the kingdom of God appears.
我想这就是圣经中一些重要的一些的启示。
Now I believe these are important revelation for us in the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们真是离主的国度降临的时候非常的近。
So we are very near for the appearance of God's kingdom.
所以我就说，凡是愿意走恢复道路的人。
So once again, I say, who are willing to go on this way of recovery?
我想我们不能避免这个路德记。
We cannot avoid the principles here in Ruth.
你必须按照路德记的光景活在主的跟前。
We must live according to the condition of Ruth before the Lord.
所以求主因他的话给我们智慧。
So may the Lord through His word give us wisdom.
能够叫我们有正确的选择。
So that we would make the right choice.
在我们不多的年日的里面。
So in the very few remaining days.
我们得走在主喜悦的路上。
That we will walk in a way that is pleasing to the Lord.
在今天这个如同四世纪的时代里面。
So in these days when it is like the day of Judges.
神已经把路德记摆在我们的跟前。
God has placed the book of Ruth before us.
我想主的话非常的清楚。
I see that the Lord's words are very clear.
所以我们要仰望他的怜悯。
So let us look to his mercy.
我们不把它当作故事听。
Let us not read it as a story.
也不把它当作是一个特会的一些信息。
And let us not treat it as a message in a special meeting.
弟兄姊妹，好好的思想。
Brothers and sisters, consider well.
愿圣灵引我们进入一切的实际。
May the Spirit lead us into all reality.
我们请低头在一边祷告。
Let us bow for a further word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
你不仅救赎了我们。
Not only have thou redeemed us.
主啊，你也把你的生命赐给我们。
Thou hast given us thy life.
你是为着你自己的荣耀拣选我们。
And for thy glory, thou hast chosen us.
我们在地上应当为着你的荣耀活着。
Lord, we ought to live for thy glory.
但是你纪念我们只不过是人。
But Lord, thou art mindful we are but men.
我们非常的软弱。
We are very weak.
我们非常容易受周遭的人事物的影响。
And we are influenced very easily by the people, the events around us.
我们也很容易偏行己路。
And we like to go astray.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank thee.
你爱我们的爱从来没有改变过。
Thy love for us changes not.
你的选召也从来没有后悔过。
There is no regret with thy calling.
所以你一再的给我们机会。
Again and again, thou give us our opportunity.
你把你的话给我们。
Thou give us thy word.
就是为了归正我们。
In order to correct us.
今天我们处在一个何等可怕的时代中。
What a fearful generation we live in today.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank thee.
你仍旧把明确的路摆在我们的眼前。
Thou still show us a very clear path before us.
主啊，
Lord,
我们求你借着圣灵引我们走上这条路。
We pray through the Spirit that will lead us onto this way.
让我们在不多的日子的里面，
in the few days remaining,
走在你所喜悦的路上。
That we will walk in a way pleasing to thee.
使你的心得到满足。
That thy heart may be satisfied.
也能让你的旨意在我们中间有亨通的路。
So that thy will may have a way upon us.
好叫你自己的见证能被显明出来。
So that thy testimony is shown.
主啊，我们实在承认我们是一无所有的。
Lord, we confess we have nothing.
我们也是无能的。
And we are incapable.
但是感谢你。
But we thank thee.
相信你这位全能的主。
And we believe thou art Almighty Lord.
当我们有一点心愿愿意的时候。
When we have a little bit of desire toward you.
就能在我们身上成就你的作为。
And thou art able to complete thy work.
主啊，给我们有回头的亮光。
Lord, give us a light to reflect.
让我们真是天天活在你的面光当中。
That daily we will live under thy presence.
主，我们把地上你的众儿女交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we commit all thy children on earth to thee.
求你在这些年间
in these days,
复兴一点的作为
that thou will revive certain work,
救我们脱离这可怕的世代
that you deliver us from such a fearful generation.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你
and from the depth of our heart, we give you all the worship.
谢谢你
we thank thee,
仍旧与我们同在
that thou art still with us.
垂听我们的祷告
listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.